Charlie Z.
Blog Talk Radio.
Number one, pound for pound, baby. 178 and 0. 179 in Las Vegas. You already know, every time I go to Vegas, man, I snap jaws. Everywhere I go, Vegas, LA, Ukraine, result is always the same. W for Charlie Zelenoff, motherfucker.
Flip my cross with ice, get money, my religion. Got my baby mama and my side bitch kissing. I turn her wrist into a lane house. This is six times getting kicked out. I can't feel my face, I'm on Adderall nausea. Niggas trying to ride my fucking wave, now they toxic. Running with the waves, get to kill quick. Shoot you in your bag like you're rich, drink your face. The Mexico with no life to after life.
Goat. What's up, everybody? Pound for Pound Radio. Yeah, January 8th, it's going to be 1 year I knocked out that Kung Fu fighter in the ring. I knocked him out cold, put him to sleep. Yeah, just type in Charlie Zelenoff knocks opponent out cold. And the one in the Glendale ring. They took off the ring there, man. Or, like, they restricted it. You can't use it. Yeah, I made some phone calls. Yeah, I'm going to Vegas. Well, good news. I called the DMV. They said that my ID is going to come. Because I need, see, in L.A., yeah, I could come to gyms that, like, I have a copy of my ID, like a paper ID, but that ain't going to work if you go on the plane. You know what I mean? They're not going to let me on the plane, to Vegas. Or even if I take a car to Vegas, when I go to, you know, after I win the fight, I need a hotel to stay, right? Yeah, so hotel without identification, they're not going to, yeah, that's why I need, I can get there by car, but again, how am I going to, I need to fucking get a hotel without the ID, they're not going to give you the hotel, so, but they said that next week ID, so as soon as I get it, this is it, boom, plane ticket is going to be bought that day, and I'm going to leave the next morning, so. And as soon as I get there, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to put hands on whichever motherfucker I knock out. Whichever fighter I'm destined to knock out. 2 days ago, I just want to fight, man. Bare knuckle. Yeah, I know everybody's used to seeing almost all my fights go on video, but, hey, you know, it happens, man, you know. Sudden street fight, bare knuckle fight, you know. Man, in Ukraine, I beat so many people. Most of the fights got recorded, man. No worries, man. 179, 180. I guarantee you that 200 will be on video no matter what. 200 will be on video. You know, it's like 100. 100 didn't get recorded, though. But they say that Will Chamberlain's 100-point game wasn't televised. It wasn't, you know what I mean? So... But then I got 101 against, what's his name? Jesse the Krav Maga Master. Man, I beat that motherfucker's ass at his own gym, too. I showed up to his Krav Maga gym. I'd be down to go there again, but... Nah, he wouldn't fight me again. He saw him. I tagged him with a bunch of left hooks. He took his gloves off and started saying that he's Krav Maga. He's not a boxer and shit. I'm like, whatever. Yeah, last year I beat everybody's ass. I 2 days ago, my knuckle still hurts, man. That means I got him good, man. If I hit him, to the point where my knuckle hurts for 2 days. Imagine how bad his jaw feels, man. Possibly even broke that shit. Well, if my knuckle hurts for 2 days, man. This dude started talking shit. He started, you know, like saying, implying that he's the best fighter. And I'm like, he basically said he's a street fighter and he's a boxer. He's a Muay Thai kickboxer. And, you know, and I'm like, you're a badass like that. I'm like, he's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay, then get into a stance. I'm like, and then after I hit him, he retreated completely. And you know what I told him after that? I said, I forgot to tell you that I'm the greatest of all time, motherfucker. He didn't do shit. I actually thought he was going to throw back, but that's what I'm saying, man. I got so much power that very few throw back. Like Gino Esco, Mario, okay, but I knocked Mario out. I dropped him. He couldn't walk a straight line when he got up. Slipped my ass. Go watch. Oh, come on, man. I hit him in the face, man. That motherfucker threw fucking two fucking, like, haymakers. Like, I quickly fucking moved out the way and just, bam, jab in the face. And this motherfucker drops. And before that, I was beating his ass. Yeah, he was landing, okay, but it's a fight, you know what I mean? It's a fight where the opponent fights back. When it's a war like that, I'm bound to get hit. But I hit him more than he hit me, and I knocked him out. I dropped him. That was a phenomenal fight. I mean, I'd call up Mario and beat his ass again. I mean, I'm sure fans would want to see that. But I already dropped him. The thing is, okay, I would beat him again, but the way I beat him in that first fight, it was historic. You know what I mean? Like, now I'll just TKO him with, like, two shots, one shot, or KO him instantly. Like, I'll drop him right away now. Like, that fight was, you know, people were saying, yeah, every fight of yours, it's so one-sided. Like, you always just pop your opponents right away and they quit. You know, we want to see some action. Hey, you saw more action in that fight with me against Mario than you'll ever see on HBO in their entire fabricated history, man. So, I want to beat a heavyweight my next fight. Heavyweight or cruiserweight? Top level fighter with a lot of fights, you know, like that, somebody like that Muay Thai Ninja motherfucker. That dude was like 20 and 0. He said, okay, well, I gave him his first loss. Or U.S. Marine. Oh, come on, the U.S. Marines. You know how many Marines backed out? Like, at least six. Well, I went to the gym January 2nd and January 4th. I won on January 4th, a bare knuckle fight at the gym against a boxer slash Muay Thai kickboxer. He did both. He's 200-pound heavyweight. I mean, yeah. His name was Mario, too, by the way. But, yeah, fucked him up. I'm saying a lot of Marines were there. They, well, hey, man, it's on video how I beat all the Marines in the ring and gyms and... When I went to Ukraine, I beat a special ops soldier. My last fight at the main LA Fitness where I beat, you know, where it all started, where the constant victories, like wins every week, every couple of days, where I beat Virgil, where I beat Kevin Luka, where I beat Sambo Russian, where I smashed that fucking screwed up fake fucking punk Asian muscle head. And where I wanted to fuck that hot girl, LA Fitness, babe. Man, that girl is fucking something else, man. Damn, that was a, yeah, she was into me. She was looking at me and shit. Because I had another girlfriend at that time that fought in. But I regret it, though, man. I regret not getting with her. I came back for her, but she went to Florida. Wasn't meant to be, but who knows? If I see her, that's it, man. Well, it's been a while. It was like 2013 now. It's 2017. Fuck. I'm sure she remembers me, man. Yeah, her job informed her about me. Come on. She was already, like, staring at me, like, she was into me, and I beat the fuck out of that Israeli soldier at her job. And not just him, man, so many others, man. Sambo Russian was that same, yeah, it was my best win there, and then, well, the offensive performance, everybody, people in real life come up to me and ask me, like, damn, you fucked up that Israeli soldier. That fight is, like, that's the fan favorite, man, right there, man. Everybody loves that fight, man. Hey, man, you're welcome, man. Floyd Gayweather gives you choreographed, boring sparring matches, while Charlie Zelenoff gives you more action in 23 seconds than Gayweather does in 36 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Gayweather wouldn't last 23 seconds with me. Maybe 2.3 seconds. But not 23. That's too long. The gurney would already get there by then, man. That motherfucker hit the pavement, the concrete, if I seen him on the street, or the canvas, if he got into the ring with me. There's no way that Mayweather could... I beat Deontay Wilder, man. Sambo Russin, Gilles Zavala, all these motherfuckers. Ninja dude was... 194 pounds. All these motherfuckers are heavyweights, cruiserweights, big mother. Israeli soldier, 185. Little Gayweather is what? 147, 150, man? Get the fuck out of here. I'd kill that punk, man. I fucked up his daddy when I was so fatigued I could barely lift my hands. I was so tired. I didn't know I was going to have a fight. Cassius Green, you know, he brought me there. All them bums, the Lido Bros, all the, oh man, that chump, man, I really want to knock him the fuck out. Hey, I'm going to Vegas this month, so, I mean, if Lido Rhodes, if I see him there, oh, he's going to sleep. Because he cheap shot at me when I knocked out Mayweather, so, I mean, that's it, you know. Ring cage, where I'm going, I mean, I'm not going to tell what gym I'm going to, but there's a lot of gyms, man. It's on. Everybody knows. Every time I go to Vegas, last time I went to Vegas, I beat two motherfuckers in one night. Two motherfuckers. Samir and the collegiate wrestler. The collegiate wrestler, the fight didn't get recorded because the cameraman was a fucking idiot. Yeah, I told him, like, I press record for him, and I'm like, hold it. And this dumbass press record again. He thought he was recording, and he really turned it off. Yeah. And then after that, I bombed on Samir. But the guy didn't record the right hand. I came out, bam, right hand. Huge right hand. He recorded me laying the left on his temple, and then the left jab to the body, to the stomach. That was so crisp when I hit him, when I hit Samir in the stomach. But the next win, Adam Leroy, that was phenomenal. But the next win, you know, wherever it takes place, L.A. or Vegas, most likely Vegas, unless I find something. Well, out here, I called some gyms with rings. Like I said, box reg gyms, they're fake. They know who I am, they're terrified of me, and that's one and two and three, they don't allow real fights. Guess what? They only do light sparring. That's all they do. Headgear. It's a show. I'm like, even like the UFC gym, after I smashed that Bellator clown, because we had beef. We had to settle it in the cage. We got in the cage and we settled it. You know what I mean? I fucked him up. But the thing is, after I beat him, I went to another UFC gym to fight. And they told me that I'm not allowed there because of what happened with that Bellator dude. Because I beat that motherfucker's ass and we start arguing after the fight and I hit him. Bare knuckles, so, man. Like I said, these UFC, these paid professional actor gyms, it's all for show. Like, all they, like... I go there and I start challenging like a bunch of Marines and a bunch of like UFC clowns and Bellator clowns, And then the front desk tells me, that, you know, can't be doing that. I'm like, what do you mean? There's a cage. So you guys are telling me you have a cage and you're not allowing fights here? Get the fuck out of here. Motherfuckers got rings and cages and they don't allow fights. Now you people understand why I go to these fitness gyms. I beat Jill Zavala at the fitness gym. Jill Zavala is a cage fighter. That's what I'm saying. I go to these gyms that don't have rings because that's where the real fights go down. The only setback is that there's no ring. It's dangerous because if I can knock somebody out so bad, they can hit their head somewhere. Yeah, God forbid, but that's the only setback. Other than that, it's much better than calling these box rec fake gyms. And, not all are box rec. There are some underground gyms that allow real fighting. I'm trying to find them. I'm going to make some calls after this radio. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the top 10 wins of all time. It's really hard to well, let's see here. UBF Professional Boxing.webs.com. Yeah, my record is updated. 178-0, 145 knockouts, baby. I got more knockouts than fucking Mike Tyson had fights, man. I'd kill Mike Tyson. I seen his shit with Corey T-Rex Sanders, whatever, that sparring session. Yeah, I would destroy Tyson. He'd be no match for me. All right, let's see. Top, top 10. Well, out of no order. Okay. Sambo Russian, the Ukrainian, heavyweight amateur boxer in the restaurant that I bombed on. There's two right there. Those are the top two. The Ninja Muay Thai fighter I beat. Obviously, they got to put the Israeli soldier. Me beating his ass, that was in the top 10. Me knocking out Mario. Me beating Gino Escrow. Fuck, I beat so many Marines. That's what I'm saying. It's hard, man. I mean, it's just like 178 wins. It's hard to... Man, top 10. Oh, the 6'6 boxer. I beat Deontay Wilder, TKO'd him. You got to put that. Jill Zavala, definitely. Derek the Giant, got to put that. Yeah, man. But then again, you know, beat so many. Oh, fuck, the Ukrainian special ops soldier that I punched. See, what made that victory so great is that he grabbed my hand and try to twist my fucking finger. So I basically had I had one hand to beat him. And I punched him with the left hand. Bam, bam, bam. You know what I mean? I beat the guy with one hand. My other hand, he was literally he tried to like twist it. It's on video. And I still fucked him up. If I had two hands, but that's the thing, in fights with no rules, it's very popular in Ukraine. In Russia. That's how they sometimes they pull cheap shit like that, you know, like, hey, let me show you a move, you know, like a quick move. Like let me show you some like, and then I gave him the hand and then he's trying to fucking, that's when the fight started. He's trying to trick me. You fucking delusional haters say that I try to trick my opposition. See? You people, like, what do you have to say about that? Win 162. That Ukrainian, he was a cruiserweight, Ukrainian special ops soldier. He killed multiple people with his military training. Yeah, at the war. He tried, he literally, tried to trick me. Yeah, he's like, let me show you some moves. That's what we were talking in Russian about. And he's like, put the hand right here. I'm like, I already knew. That's why I had my left hand. I was suspecting that he was going to pull some bullshit like that. And he did, and that's it. I tore him up. That fourth punch I landed on him, man, that was a bomb, dude. That was just, you could hear his fucking skull crack, man. That shit was just brutal, brutal. That was one of the greatest wins of my life, period. That was just amazing. Something I could show my kids when they get older. Yeah, I don't know. I got to show them the boxing wins. The street fights are The ones at the gym in the ring, yeah, but the one, the street fights with no gloves would be a little too violent, especially if I have a daughter. Yeah, I'm talking, me and my girlfriend, like I said, I dumped her because she doesn't look as good, and I saw her on Skype, and I just wasn't all impressed, you know, I just wasn't. On the picture, she looks way better, and I was like, no, she's like I'm the champ, I'm the GOAT. I mean, you saw my ex-wife, super hot. 10-piece Daria, but her attitude not good, and she's, you know, on drugs and alcohol. Yeah, that's why I dumped her. That's why I'm still not officially divorced to her. Fuck, I need to get divorced to her. Me and Daria haven't talked in a minute. Oh, I mean, she hit me up, but I'm not responding. Because I know it's going to be the same old bullshit. Trust me, man, 2 years, man. I learned my lesson, man. A lot of beautiful girls on that website. Some haters were hating on why are you getting girls on a website? Well, wait, for one, it's pretty common nowadays that couples hook up on dating sites. And two, why does it matter? I had a lot of girlfriends that I met in person. And, three, I fucked a lot of girls on that site where I met Daria, well, including Daria. Yeah, besides, obviously, she's my ex-wife. Okay, besides Daria, I had sex with a lot of other girls that I met from that website. Yeah, in L.A., but in L.A., the selection's not too good. No, it's just, there's not a lot of women. It's a Russian website. There's not a lot of women that are local. That's why I talk to girls that are, like, overseas. But, you know, I've been overseas many times, so it's not a problem. Oh, for the right girl, for, like, my soulmate, the one, the real Ms. Ivanova, oh, for her? Well, I thought that was Daria. Well, Daria is, you know, she's officially Ms. Ivanova, but she's, you know what I mean when I say real Ms. Ivanova, I mean the one. Apparently I haven't met her yet. Haven't met the one yet. I met my first wife, but sometimes people get married and then they remarry because the first wife was not the one, so. Hey, 179, man. Hey, Las Vegas. I had a girlfriend, a Hawaiian girlfriend named Christina. Me and her were together for 8 months. I made out with her at the club and everything. We got into some big arguments in the end. And just, you know, broke up, but it lasted. She's from Vegas. I don't know. Maybe I'd get back with her. I don't know. If I see her there. Or no, I'll get another girl. But, yeah, I can't wait to go to Vegas, man. I can't wait to, you know, to knock somebody out over there. On video, oh, it's going to be the second win of the year. Oh, maybe I'll get two wins. Well, like I said, if 179 is going to look like the Israeli soldier victory, yeah, then there's going to be no point to get 180 that same night. You know, then I can get 180 when I'm back in Los Angeles, like in February. I'm telling her, January, 100% I'm going to be 179-0. 100%. I already called... The DMV said the ID is gonna be in my pad in my crib in like next week. So I'm looking forward, man. I'll have to fight in Vegas, man. Yeah, it felt good winning Ukraine because, you know, well, no matter where I win, it feels good. You know, it feels great. You know, but in Vegas though, I don't know. I just love to win in Vegas. It's Vegas. 7 fights in Vegas. I won 13 fights in Ukraine, and I won the rest in L.A. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of wins in L.A. It was because I live here, but now a lot of gyms restrict me from fighting. And no, they allow me in the gym, but they don't allow me to fight. So what the fuck is the point for me to go there? To hit the bag? That's retarded. I have a fucking bob at home. I don't need to go to fucking waste money to hit a bag. What the fuck? I hit real-life human beings. I hit real fighters like they're heavy bags. Why the fuck would I hit an actual heavy bag at a gym? I could just hit the bob. I don't need any more training, man. I punched a 200-pound fighter. Let that be the fucking tune-up for the Vegas fight, man. You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to it, man. We'll see. If I, before my D-Day said next week, well, hey, you know me, man. I scored 4 or 5 wins in a day before. If I find a fight this weekend, then I'll be 179 and 0. And then 180 will be in Vegas. Well, maybe 179, I can get in L.A. and it'll be such a convincing victory that I won't have to go to Vegas. Well, I mean, I'll go to Vegas. I've been there the past 2 years. Okay, I'll go to Vegas later, like in the summer or something. I don't know. We'll see. 179 is happening. 178 happened, right? Okay, then. Yeah, 179 is going to be a swatter like that versus the Israeli soldier, or better, just like I titled the radio. Mark my words. Mark my fucking words. It's going to be recorded. You know, I can buy it. What's that shit called? You know how, Curtis like takes care of his mom and he works and shit like that. Yeah, so what's that shit called? I have to rely on random cameramen, you know. They all say they know how to record good. I could get that tripod shit. Yeah, it's only like fucking, it's like $10. Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna get that. Oh, perfect idea. I'm gonna get that and take that to Vegas. And I'm going to have somebody record it. Therefore, I got two phones. I'm going to take both my phones. Therefore, I'm going to put up two angles of the fight. You hear me? Two angles. And, you know, God forbid the cameraman fucks up, the tripod's going to have the whole thing. Yeah, I should have done this shit a long time ago. That this way, all my fights, from 179 to 200 and so on and so on, 201, 202, 203, if I decide to continue fighting after 200, every fight will be recorded. Every single fight. 99% of my fights get recorded. I'm saying 100% will get recorded now. All of them. Every single one. Sudden street fights can't, because it just, when I have to defend myself, I have to defend myself. What am I going to tell the guy? Hey, hold on, man. I got to get a camera so we can put this on YouTube. Yeah, come on. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, of course, some of the best wins off video, too. Teardrop, muscle head. But, nah, man, it's, at that time, you know, I didn't give a shit. I would just knock everyone out. Off video, on video, yeah. But, yeah, going over time. Yeah, I saw some shirts. I mean, if somebody doesn't buy the shirts, that doesn't mean they're an automatic hater, but it's suspicious. Maybe they're broke. Maybe they're like students. They go to school, but they don't have a job. Whatever, I don't know. But it doesn't. But it's, you know, I've had some motherfuckers tell me, "Yo, I'm working, champ." And then next thing you know, when I'm like, "You want to buy a GOAT shirt?" And they're like, "Oh, I'm broke." I'm like, "Wait, I thought you said you're working." Yeah, just because you work doesn't mean you're rich. There's a lot of broke-ass motherfuckers that work. Okay, but what, you tell me you don't got $60 for a signed Charlie Zelenov GOAT shirt that's going to be worth thousands and thousands of dollars one day? Come on, man. That's a bargain, son. Then you're going to be able to sell it one day for like 10 years from now, man. Come on. Like, people fucking worship Michael Jordan, man. I was a fan. I still am a fan of Michael Jordan's game. But what I did in boxing is definitely surpasses what he did in basketball. It's just not even a debate. 178, hey, that's better than six rings, man. MJ, you 6 for 6? I'm 178 for 178, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? No, I mean, it's two different sports. I mean, it's basketball and boxing, but, you know, what do you respect more? Do you respect... Look, basketball is a great sport. It's my favorite team sport. I played NBA 2K every single day. When I go to a fight, like 2 days ago, I won a fight. After the fight, I play NBA 2K. Like, I'm a huge basketball fan. I always was since I was a little kid. I even used to play basketball. In boxing, I'm world class. I was a very good basketball player. You know what I'm saying? In boxing, I'm number one pound for pound in the world, the best boxer on the planet. In basketball, I was good, you know. But I don't play basketball anymore. Well, I mean, I played last year like, shoot, yeah, I go to gyms, I shoot around, you know. But no, I don't play in pickup games anymore because the last time I played a pickup game, I almost knocked some motherfucker out because, you know, basketball is... I mean, compared to boxing, it's not a contact sport, but it is a contact sport. You know, when you try to drive it in, motherfuckers might try to foul you, elbow you, and somebody does that, they're going to get knocked out. That's why I don't play pickup games unless it's with, like, a bunch of homies or something, you know. But if it's, like, with a bunch of... Because a lot of motherfuckers at the street parks play street ball, they think they're hard. You know what I mean? I don't want to end up going to prison again for knocking a motherfucker out on a basketball court. No, basketball is good for cardio. That's why it would actually be a pretty good... I got great cardio. I'm just saying, you know, for cardio, yeah, just shoot around. I still got that three-point shot, not as good as it was, you know. Yeah, I used to be better, but... Well, that's because I haven't played in years, man. Hey, but I got better in boxing, though. All that basketball time went pro in boxing, real pro, like meaning the underground. I fought 72 times in 1 year. That's fucking, it's unimaginable. It's just outrageous. You know, 72 wins in 1 year, that's never going to be done again. But unless I go to fucking Russia and get 73, stay there for a year. Well, I'm talking to this new Russian chick, you know, we'll see. Oh, yeah. Hold on. But, yeah, fuck. My homie told me to get that tripod shit. It's only like, what? Man, that shit's not even... You can get one for $10. No, I need to get it. Because you know, yeah, I mean, I got to, like I said, rely on a cameraman? What if he fucks up? What if I don't think he's going to fuck up, but just even better, fuck it. He doesn't fuck up, boom. And then I got another angle. I put the tripod, like, on somewhere else, not where the cameraman's standing. And then two angles of me destroying my opponent in Las Vegas. Then I'm going to upload two angles on YouTube, man. Yes, I'm definitely going to do that. That way, I don't even, yeah. Man, that's a phenomenal idea. I should have done that a long time ago. That way, all my fights are going to get recorded. But, Charlie Z, the best, man. Yeah, 200, no, man, I'm 22 wins away, man. Listen, man, I got to 100, I'll get to 200. I remember, like, right, like, when I was, like, 84-0, 85-0, I just, 84 was in Ukraine. I smashed some, the Ukrainian MMA champion, yeah, that's right. And then when I came back to LA, it was like hard to get fights and everything. It's just a period, a temporary period. Of, you know, listen, motherfuckers are gonna start stepping up. Every year, I get an immense amount of wins. You all know this. Whoever's been following my boxing career, you all know every year. Okay, I may not get 72, but I'm going to get 200. I don't need 72. I need 22 more to get to 200. And that's it. I'm going to do it. Yeah, we'll see. Because I don't need my ID to go to a gym with a rink, a boxing gym. Like a real boxing gym, not some box rink fucking fake fucking gym. Some gym where they have a ring and where they allow filming, where they allow full contact, no headgear, real fucking underground shit. None of that mainstream bullshit. Those gyms are hard to find, but when I get off the radio, I'm going to make some more calls. I already made like about 3-4 calls. Some heavyweight boxer picked up, and he said that I challenged him. I said, hey, no, it's right here in LA, you know what I mean? Like the ring is close to my house. I said, hey, I can come down. We could box. I'm like, you down? He's like, no, man. He's like, I'm not active anymore. I'm like, I see, do you know anybody else that's active? He said, no, I don't. I'm like, all right. Yeah, like I said, these BoxRec, like, that's why Wild Card is a joke, because we don't allow filming. You don't allow filming. Fucking pussies, man. Yeah, annihilated Cyclops Langford there, and then the same day I beat Fred Locks. Yeah, 2011 was one hell of a year. Knocked out Oleg, knocked out Mayweather Senior, beat that retard Chris Kudd. And 2012, man, Shane Timmy put him to sleep, beat Teardrop, multiple fence murder. The last guy I beat looked like Teardrop, yeah. Teardrop was a little bigger, but this guy was taller. But they both bald-headed Mexicans, man. They looked, yeah, this dude was definitely a gangbanger. Yeah, but Teardrop wasn't just some gangbanger. He was a killer. Fucking tears on his tear tattoos. Yeah. Many people told me, man, he did time for murder, man. He's like when I beat him, he was like in his early 30s. Now he's like in his late 30s. I gave Teardrop a right hook to the jaw. It was such a wild punch. It was amazing. I knocked him out of his feet, man. Number 23, legendary number 23. I'll never forget that fight, man. Shit, I'd love to knock out Teardrop again. But now it's just more about, you know, me putting on gloves and just destroying my opponents on video, man. Everybody's seen what I could do. Everybody knows, you know, like, these haters are, who cares, you know? Like, they talk shit no matter what. When I put videos of me fucking up my opponents, they talk shit about it. They talk shit under the comments. When I beat motherfuckers off video, they talk shit. What does it matter? It's for myself. I know I won 2 days ago, but I can't rewatch the fight because it didn't get recorded. That's what I'm saying. See, like the Israeli soldier, like when I beat Derek the Giant, when I beat Deontay Wilder with that left hook, I could just rewatch it a million times over and over, just replay, replay, replay. That's why it's so important for me. It's not about proving anything. It's just for myself. I just want to record it so I could watch it. But if it doesn't get recorded, then fuck, you know what I mean? It's like it only remains in my memory. You know what I'm saying? It's not about proof. I'm 178-0. What the fuck do I have to prove? I don't have to prove shit. Don't worry. 179, 180, 181, 182, 183, so on and so on and so on. 200, no, it's going to be recorded. I'm going to get that tripod, and plus two, I'm going to get a cameraman too. So there's going to be two angles. I got two phones, two HD cameras, two angles, one champion, motherfucker. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. Yeah, and that spot where I went, where I beat that 200-pound fighter 2 days ago, I snapped his jaw for 178. That's the same gym where I beat that Rick Rodriguez boxer on May 3rd and where I beat that U.S. Marine. That was a great victory. So I won three fights there. And that's the same gym where I punked the K-1 clown and I punked the UFC fighter there that trained with that actor John Jones. Now, if John Jones is listening to this, John Jones, Bones Jones, I break your bones, son. I'm looking for an opponent, motherfucker. Get off the roids and fight the greatest of all time. I'd kill that motherfucker, man. I would annihilate John Jones. I would love to fight him in a boxing match. Like, boxing gloves, stand-up, hands only. I would kill that motherfucker. Obliterate him. The guy has been exposed as a cheater. If he's so good, why does he use enhancements? How come I never... I fight people. Look at... Okay, I beat Derek Dejan. I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Jill Zavala. These guys are like twice my size, man. And I beat them all. Like, everybody I fight is bigger than me, cruiserweights, heavyweights. I never used any enhancements. I can do a blood test to prove it. Then my 178-0 is legitimate. 100% legit. John Jones, if he's a real, why do these actors, not just him, why do these actors, Anderson Silva, Chael Sonnen, all these, I'd kill all these fucking clowns. Why do these actors take enhancements? I wouldn't be surprised if Jill Zavala was on steroids the day I beat his ass. I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, I'm pretty fucking sure that Deontay Wilder was on PEDs when I TKO'd him. You take Deontay off the PEDs, I'd literally kill him in the ring. A lot of people keep talking about the two fights we had. And you know, it's like we could sell that shit on internet pay-per-view. We could have a third fight, me knocking him the fuck out in the ring. We could sell that shit on internet pay-per-view. Everybody would buy it, and we would make a lot of money, millions. And this clown doesn't want to do it. He's talking about Anthony Joshua, Klitschko. Who gives a fuck about these bums, man? Motherfucker, everybody wants to see you fight Charlie Zelenoff. Fans, haters, whatever, everybody wants to see you fight Charlie Zelenoff. You don't want to fight him because he fucked you up in the ring. He knows that. Wilder's a bitch. That's why he's avoiding me. Dejan, avoiding me. Why is Dejan avoiding me? Because I beat his ass on my worst day. He knows on my best day, no chance. I snapped Dejan's head. That right hand that I hit him with, I snapped his head. All these clowns are talking about how he cheap choked me from behind. What the fuck? There's no choking in boxing. There is no choking in boxing. But what about when we were boxing, outside in the ring, I hit him with the jab over and over, like a punching bag. Okay, outside of the ring, when he rushed me, I hit him with a four-piece. But that first punch that started the four-piece, the first punch, I snapped Dejan's head. It's on video. I can make a replay. I can make a replay. I snapped Dejan's head. And Dejan, if you listen to this, man, I'm looking for an opponent, bitch. I went to Team OC, and I fucked you up in your own gym. Now it's your turn to come to my – I don't have a specific gym. It's your turn to come to whatever gym I say, so that's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? I went to his gym, and I beat him. I'm the champion. I'm still the champion. I won, and that's why he cheated, because he lost. He wanted some sort of justification because he got his ass beat. He made it a close fight in the end, but he still lost. In the first round, he was getting killed. That four-piece, it was just, I slaughtered him in the first round. Then it became, whatever, No, I was jabbing him. Listen, fuck Dejan. He's a clown. A real fighter would never do what he did. He's a fucking disgrace to boxing. That's it. But the thing is, I was so fatigued after beating his ass because he was you know, cheap shot and trying to throw me. I was punching him in the head, and he was using Muay Thai. He tried to get me in that Muay Thai hold, and I'm just bam, bam. I'm telling you, that first right hook, you could hear it. It was like it was a bomb. I snapped his head. And I was like kind of off balance, too, and like, that's how fast I am.